This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. For F&B businesses, the pandemic has been a wild ride. It's clear that COVID-19 has forced innovation and inspiration for the F&B industry. And contributing greatly to that is my guest, Huan Su San, founder of Cookhouse, on the line with me right now.
So I'm Su San and the founder of Cookhouse. We started the Cookhouse last year, building up the space, and we have been operational now for 4 months. So Cookhouse is a shared cloud kitchen where most of the F&B entrepreneurs operating in our cloud kitchens, they are selling and targeting to the online and delivery markets.
Okay. And where did you get the idea for Cookhouse?
The idea of Cookhouse came about when I was setting up my own central kitchens for my F&B businesses. So I set up two central kitchens along the course of 2 to 3 years' time to support the operations of my F&B outlets. So having done that, I realized that the cost and capital was very extensive and intensive, as well as with a very long payback period. So observing the popularity of co-working spaces as well at that time, it just dawned upon me that there's a lot of value that can be unlocked from sharing resources, which would actually lower the investment cost for many of the F&B entrepreneurs.
Right.
So that's how the idea of Cookhouse came about. And yeah, we started from there.
Right. And as you mentioned, this is not your first entrepreneurial journey. You also have other outlets as well, including a glass house, I believe. So to what extent do you think your previous experience with entrepreneurship provided an advantage for you in starting a project like Cookhouse from scratch?
Oh, it definitely helped me a lot. Like, for example, my background in construction helped me to pick up more skills and when it comes to renovations and building planning, as well as the construction of the space. And operating my own F&B outlets, I felt that truly helped me understand from the F&B operator's point of view, like what they needed, what were their pain points and solutions that we could actually cater to them.
Right, I see.
So, all these rolled in one actually, the ideation as well as operating Cookhouse as a kitchen.
Right. And out of interest, do you use Cookhouse to support your other F&B outlets as well?
Oh, we don't. It's totally separate business and also managed separately. So, for my own F&B operations, we have already two central kitchens and glass house at Sepute. We actually welcome all food operators, so we don't do any in-house catering. So, Cookhouse is standalone.
Okay. And from my understanding, Cookhouse was actually around 90% completed before the MCO. And then from there, once you were putting in the finishing touches, that was when the MCO kind of happened. But before we get into starting Cookhouse, what was the process of finding and choosing your location and how did you expand so quickly?
Well, looking at the whole Cookhouse concept, I was looking for a location that was in an urban area where there would be high take-up rates for food delivery as well as online purchases, so that it would cater to the food entrepreneurs who were setting up there. And secondly, also was looking for some place that could offer good value and savings in terms of rental. We needed also a space that was flexible enough and large enough to actually house all the features that we had planned for Cookhouse, which included like a event space arena. We have loading unloading bays, a co-working space inside, as well as all the kitchens.
I see.
Yeah, we have private kitchens as well as a shared kitchens, which include baking production areas, Asian and Western kitchens.
Right. And you were mentioning earlier that this is partially inspired by the idea of a co-working space, but this is essentially a co-cooking space. Why do you think no one else has done something like this before, or at least not to this extent?
I think possibly in the past, the timing probably had not reached the point where, you know, food delivery was not as popular as it is now compared to maybe 1 or 2 years ago. So probably also because of the, you know, we before this, there wasn't so many people who were also looking into expanding online businesses or cooking from their home as well.
Right. And as you mentioned, it takes quite a lot of resources to start something like this. Obviously, you need fees for rental, you need fees for the equipment. So can you talk to me a little bit about how you have funded Cookhouse? What was that initial investment like?
Yeah, it was quite a huge investment. Up to now, still personally funded. So, yeah.
Are you looking for external investors in the future?
That's something definitely we will consider coming up in the future, because we are looking to expand aggressively in Klang Valley.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about your expansion plans as well?
We have earmarked certain urban delivery locations which we hope we would be setting up soon, like in Central PJ, in KL City Centre, other urban areas like Kota Damansara, Sri Petaling, Bukit Jalil, Mount Kiara. Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about the different aspects of Cookhouse, because you have a multitude of rental plans. So it starts from a single day use at 200 ringgit per pax per day. Weekly use is from 500 ringgit per pax per week. Shared kitchen plans as well from 900 ringgit per pax per month. And I believe also you do have private kitchen studios, but from what I know, those are fully leased. Is that right?
Yeah, right now our private kitchens are fully taken up, but we would have more coming up in our next locations, which we've already have in plan now.
Gotcha. So tell me about your justification for the pricing. Let's start with that 200 ringgit per pax per day example. How did you come up with that figure?
Okay, so building Cookhouse, I was really looking at building solutions that would work for food businesses, that would assist them in growing and also assist them in lowering their operating costs. So essentially, the numbers or rentals for Cookhouse packages, I was trying to charge as low as I possibly could. That's the honest truth, yeah.
Right. And is Cookhouse turning a profit yet, or have you broken even? What's the revenue generation like?
We are not turning a profit yet, but you know, we started building the space up more than since last year. So right now, we are still taking tenants, coming close to operational break even, but not profitable yet.
But that's excellent to hear that in such a short period of time, you guys are already close to breaking even. It's very impressive. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the notable partners or customers that have worked with Cookhouse since you guys have started it up.
At Cookhouse, we are looking at building a whole ecosystem to support our food entrepreneurs. We call them Cookhouse residents. So we partner with organizations who would actually bring value and add value to the ecosystem. So for example, we have Food Market Hub. Food Market Hub is a leading inventory management and procurement like software or service that's available. So normally it would cost about 1,000 plus per year for a user to use it and use it to keep track of their inventory and purchasing costs. But at Cookhouse, we have a partnership with Food Market Hub, which allows our residents to use their app for free and as well use it for procurement purposes. And we have other partners like Unilever, who also support from, they have their in-house chefs who can actually share as well knowledge with our residents on how to grow their businesses, how to improve delivery products and so on. We also have logistics partners like Mr. Speedy and also SoCar. SoCar has a vehicle at Cookhouse, which they also foresee helping our residents who might want to send large orders so they can actually use the car.
Wow, okay. That's really interesting. I like that. It seems that the solutions with Cookhouse are very much so end-to-end. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, as we are growing, we are definitely looking to increase more services and partnerships which actually benefit our residents. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short break for some messages right now. But after the break, I will continue speaking to Huan Su San about Cookhouse and the benefits of using Cookhouse for a multitude of clients. So do stay tuned to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Baggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and my guest today is Huan Su Sun, founder of Cookhouse, which is a shared cloud kitchen space, kind of a co-cooking space, if you will. And before the break, we were talking about the idea for Cookhouse, the fact that it was essentially almost completed pre-MCO and the timing was just right for Cookhouse to really find its footing. So talk to me a little bit about some of the benefits for your customers in using Cookhouse. For people who are just starting out in the F&B industry, what are the benefits for them of using Cookhouse?
For new business and fresh businesses, definitely they would get a lot of value joining a cloud kitchen like Cookhouse. First of all, there's speed to market. They won't need to renovate or set up their own kitchen. So they will save a lot of cost and time on that as well. It's also a much lower investment and lower startup cost compared to setting up their own kitchen. So right now, they can actually just rent. There's also no need for a huge lump sum capital to start. Furthermore, joining a community base or like a cloud kitchen like Cookhouse, mixing together with other people as well, they will shorten their learning curve, learn more about business, share ideas, or inspire one another. Just start getting started on how they would operate their food businesses.
Right. And I think that especially applies to those who are home cooks or side hustlers who have now outgrown their personal capacity as well.
Yes, definitely. For cooks who have outgrown capacity, I think moving to a place like Cookhouse, they would be able to rent ad hoc storage and grow the storage as they require. So because everything is available for them to, you know, upgrade, top up or add additional storage. We also have equipment which helps with bulk production. So examples, if somebody was a baker, we have like dough sheeters, dough proofers, something that typically home bakers or even small businesses, they would not have at the start.
Right.
So by actually pooling resources together, we are actually able to afford getting better equipment, commercial grade equipment, large production capacity equipment, which can be shared by all the users in Cookhouse.
Interesting. But then on the flip side, what about for established F&B businesses? How do they benefit from using something like Cookhouse?
For established businesses that come to Cookhouse, generally at the moment we observe we are providing them with two solutions. One is considering Cookhouse as a mini central kitchen where they can actually do their bulk production and pack it to be sent out to support their other outlets. And another solution would be to use Cookhouse as like a satellite delivery location. So instead of having to build an entire brick-and-mortar restaurant, so they can set up cloud kitchens where Cookhouse are located and they can serve their dairy markets around that area at a much lower cost compared to setting up a normal restaurant or cafe.
I see. And also one of the interesting things about Cookhouse is that you guys have 24/7 access and maintenance. What is it like to maintain something like that?
I believe we decided to go with 24 hours, 7 days a week because it was something that I truly believe businesses will need as they are trying to grow. So we have residents who come in and work in the middle of the night. So I think that is an added benefit. So that's why we decided on staying open for 24 hours. So definitely there is more of a, like a toll on, you know, our operation costs, keeping it open, having staff available in the night as well to support the 24-hour operation.
Right. And talk to me a little bit about some of the primary issues or obstacles that you encountered in the process of creating Cookhouse. I think as you well know, as a serial entrepreneur, starting a business is not always the smoothest journey. So tell me a little bit about that.
Definitely there were challenges along the way. Like earlier, we did mention that Cookhouse was about 95% complete pre-MCO. We were actually planning to launch Cookhouse after Hari Raya, which was much later than June. So when MCO was declared, then we realized that many of the food businesses, they were actually starting to research or get to know and learn about the cloud kitchen concept. So at that time, we felt it was the best time to launch Cookhouse and inform Malaysia about the solution that we had built. So having to launch Cookhouse during the RMCO period, it was quite challenging putting together, you know, the SOPs, operations part, while everybody was still in lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of those SOPs, since obviously Cookhouse is a shared space, I'm sure there is a, and also an F&B industry-related business, I must imagine that your SOPs and sanitation practices are very strict. So explain to me a bit about how you keep Cookhouse clean and safe for your clients.
Yeah, we are pretty strict on that. We have SOPs in place and we do have our internal staff who continuously maintain, whether it's cleanliness or on the equipment. We also have house rules in place. And as we are growing, as Cookhouse community is growing, we are always looking at improving the processes or putting in place guidelines to assist the food entrepreneurs who are working together there for the benefit of all, like hygiene and safety concerns.
Yeah, so how many people have you hired in order to carry out a lot of these practices at Cookhouse? So the sanitation and to manage the 24-hour access, stuff like that.
We've been growing quite quickly, and as of now, on site at Cookhouse, we have 9 people.
Oh, okay. And yeah. How have you been coping with that amount of staff? Are you going to continue to hire in the future?
We will be continuing on our hiring process and growing the team as we're having expansion plans coming along. So to support that as well and support our current residents or new residents coming to Cookhouse.
Right. I do think that a really interesting part of your story is the fact that obviously, as you mentioned, you started this business during the MCO. And in fact, the MCO accelerated the launch of Cookhouse as opposed to a lot of other companies who had to cut costs or otherwise downsize their practices. So how did that feel for you as an entrepreneur to live out that contrast?
Of course, it's quite exciting at the same time and challenging. But I feel that MCO and COVID-19 didn't necessarily change the direction where things were going or things were moving. But it definitely escalated as well as sped up some of the changes that were happening in the market, whether in F&B or other industries in Malaysia as well as worldwide.
And I have to ask you a bit of a sensitive question here, but do you think this concept would have taken off as much as it has without the pandemic?
Yes, I'm quite confident that the concept of a cloud kitchen would have still been very successful even without the pandemic. If we observe from other countries around the world, they have had a thriving cloud kitchen, shared kitchen scene since few years ago, before COVID-19 existed. It's just that in Malaysia, we needed time for the delivery market and delivery operations and platforms to take off before cloud kitchens became a solution for that.
Right. So essentially, we have, as a country, reached the point where cloud kitchens seem like the natural next progression for the F&B industry.
Yeah, that's how I would see it.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, following on from that, about your predictions for the food and beverage industry in the future. What other innovations do you see popping up when it comes to this particular vertical?
The F&B industry is definitely a very fast-moving one, as well as competitive and ever-changing landscape. So I think the F&B industry will see delivery, food delivery grow more and more as time goes by. But definitely, you know, it's not going to replace brick and mortar restaurants, because that is a totally different experience. And that would always be the main, the main F&B operations. But delivery market will definitely be growing as, you know, we are getting more urban and we expect a faster service or, you know, more convenience as we become more technology enabled.
All right. Well, that is about all the time we have. But thank you very much, Susan, for speaking to me today about Cookhouse.
Thank you so much, Christine, for having me.
All right. You have been listening to Open for Business. If you have missed any of this interview, you can download the app available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen to the podcast as well. And you can check out any app that you get your podcast on, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, for the interview. I'm Christine Wong. You have been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.